Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What are you snickering at there, Taco Bob?
I was just reading the text line from the show. We were asking what some people drink and don't like to admit.
It's close to half and half.
That was on the air show. This is all very confusing for you if you're just jumping in right now. Sorry.
Welcome.
About that.
This is the Lynch and Taco off the air podcast, our weekly podcast. Do it Thursdays. Gamble's also here. Can you set your computer down for a minute while we do this? I always feel like you're. I know you're constantly producing and whatnot, but we're never sure if you're paying attention to us.
I'm omnipresent. I'm always paying attention. Okay. Omniproducing.
Okay. Right. Will you put down the computer though? Because then Pat will be happier. He'll know that you're with us.
Do you realize that he, Gamble, in the last, well, basically just last week or so, has opened up the door to potentially two separate career paths unknowingly?
In the last week?
Yeah. He's now a
stock trader,
and then he insinuated with his fast food challenge, which he failed at miserably, he might be interested into pursuing food challenges on a professional level for contests and whatnot. But that apparently isn't.
Don't go that route, Gamble.
Well, if I did it would be fresh food.
Don't use the fresh food.
I am because I.
Food was a day old.
I think we underestimated just how impossible it is to process day-old processed food.
Don't be a food eater. If you're anything, trade the stock market if you do well.
If you're not up to speed, he on what was that? Was that on Tuesday's show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He saw something on Twitter where there was a challenge issued saying, I bet you cannot in 90 minutes eat four double quarter pounders with cheese from McDonald's. Two large fries, a 20-piece McNugget, and four large drinks. Was that it?
You got it.
He purchased all that stuff the night before, and his contention is the reason he failed. And when we say he failed, he didn't even come close.
I don't think this is why I failed, but I would have done – I think it's the fact that you guys think I failed so miserably.
This was an attribute to why you failed is what you're saying.
One double quarter pounder with cheese and two bites out of another, leaving basically three on the table. You ate one of the large orders of fries. Now, we will give it to you. What he drank, two of the drinks, right?
Two of them. And these were big drinks. I mean, the McDonald's large drink is big.
Three of the drinks.
And how many McNuggets?
Three. We did three. Two sodas, one water.
Really?
Yeah.
And how many McNuggets?
I believe we had it down to nine McNuggets. No, eight McNuggets.
Out of the 20.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think two double quarter pounders, all of those nuggets, and then a good bit of those fries would have been done if it was fresh.
Yeah, but so you still wouldn't have done the challenge. And he had 90 minutes to do this.
He did vomit several times.
That's the only reason why you got cred on the show and from the listeners is because, you know, at least there was some payoff for us watching it instead of just watching you babble. Because at times I was just like, dude, just eat. Come on, just eat. You got to at least put a dent in this. And when you hurled, I was like, oh, my God.
So are we to believe then that you still are actively considering the professional eater path?
Absolutely.
I just saw Gloria in promotions, and she goes, I can't believe how stupid I am. She goes, I actually sat there and watched Gamble's video. She goes, more than once just to watch him throw up.
Well, there's
that's the payoff.
There's we've learned, if there's nothing we've ever not learned about this, it's that there's things appeal to every person, as off-putting as they may be. There's people out there who enjoy seeing people vomit.
She followed it up with that she watches people getting waxed, and then that she I don't know if this was able to was supposed to be talked about, but oh well. And she followed that up with that she likes watching, you know, Dr. Pimple Popper. Mm-hmm. Then Larry from the news thing goes, oh, have you ever seen that one? It's like a pimple popping vacuum, and the people run it. You've seen it?
Yeah.
You what? Tell
what,
me if
what
I'm
is that?
Tell me if I'm correct. They run it over their face, and it'll like just pull the blackheads or the zits and pop them.
Yeah, like the yeah. So it's like a little. It's kind of. It's exactly what he said. If you have like a blackhead, it's mostly for
is
like.
Is this
blackheads.
When Proactiv fails? This is where you go to next.
You mean Proactiv the product?
Yeah, with yeah. the pro. Well, so
that's heavy duty, dude.
That's what I'm saying. What you're saying?
No, this is before see, like, Proactiv.
I don't
oh,
like,
it is. Okay.
I don't really watch pimple poppers. I watch the guys, the doctors that they get. Like, the, if a guy has like 200 blackheads in his nose, I'll watch like a 37-minute video where he's just going at each one of them, popping those.
You just grab the whole nose like this.
That's
oh,
all I want to do.
And just go and squeeze together, and all of a sudden you'll see all the little blacks come up.
It's or all white. I want to do.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. That in watching so YouTube a lot, I love it.
So this device, though, more on, yeah. the, more on this device. You run it over your face, and it grinds everything?
Oh, no. It sucks. It, like, sucks up. Like, so if you have, like, a blackhead sticking up, it'll just suck it right out of your face. So you just have the empty pore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I had never seen it. He was just telling me about it.
No, the big ones, though. So there's the pimple poppers. Then there's earwax extraction videos. Mm-hmm. I love the, like hard earwax extraction.
We were going to do that with Pat Lynch because he gets...
Do you have... Really?
Well, here's what's weird is...
Pat, we could probably get a million views if we actually took you to a doctor and like...
Somebody oh, already did it here on these stations.
This is what I wanted to tell you, though. When I go, you know, you go get your physical every year. Like last year, he... actually, no, it was 2 years ago. He goes... He goes, your left ear, he goes, you know, there's some wax buildup in there. I go, I got to be honest with you, man. It feels like my ears are clogged all the time. He goes, they're not clogged. You're just going deaf from listening to music too loud. Mm-hmm. He goes, I've been telling you that for the last 20 years. So
I've been
really,
telling you that for the past 20 years.
So there really wasn't that much wax, actual wax in there. So.
I thought that he was going to say, yeah, your left ear, though, it kind of looks like there's a piece of Kraft original in there. It's kind of stuffed down.
But no, even when I've, you know, we all know that even though the Q-tips tell you do not insert ear canal, we do insert into the ear canal to dig out wax.
Yeah,
I'll get out a nice glob out of there every so often, but nothing like the videos you guys are talking about.
Yeah, that's
The videos I watch. Like honestly, the worst is if they can't get it all out in one go. But sometimes if they get it all out in one go, it's like a full knuckle of just
That's gross.
It's like a wax plug.
Yeah. That used to be like if I couldn't fall asleep, I would just lay in my bed watching those videos until I could fall asleep.
That's what happened to you, huh?
Yeah.
Because that is pretty gross. But you know what? To each his own.
All right. So
I'll have a sixer.
All right. The he's still casually entertaining the professional eating angle. And then the stock market. How is that going? Is that panning out for you now? Because everything I'm kind of reading on you getting in on this whole Wall Street Bets thing is kind of fizzled.
That's fake news. Those are like the suits writing that.
Okay.
Can I say something before you tell what your totals are? Being an outside viewer, A, bail on the eating competitions, and B, with the stocks, I think you should probably stick to radio because you're kind of doing well with it right now. But the stocks, it seems to me like you've been letting this just take over all your time and...
I have a lot of time to give.
Taking over all your time. Well, wait.
I'll say.
And this has now gone on for about 2 weeks, I believe. This will be 2 weeks.
Like, a week and a half in,
like
I think.
Today, I think, is 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was last week where he was really, is when he actually bought, I think.
So no matter what amount of time it is, you've wasted an immense amount of time, and you've only made about $16 maybe.
I know, but do you realize that you're talking about the stock? Like, you have stocks. Can you imagine telling yourself, like, hey, if these stocks don't work out for you in 2 weeks, dump them?
Well, no, I'm not sitting on AMC and, you know, turd stocks.
GameStop.
Yeah. Do you understand that? It's a different...
GameStop is still, it's still worth it. AMC yesterday, 60% of its volume was bought out by the sixth largest hedge fund in the U.S.
What's today? Oh, yeah, because they want to squish it probably.
They want it's lower than it's been in 2 weeks, so I think they want to try to do what they did before and get under the wire and just, yeah, squeeze it out again. If we get enough people onto AMC, imagine if AMC bumps up to even $100 when I bought it at $11.
Yeah, but you bought a 1/100th of a stock.
No, AMC, I have three stocks. Now, GameStop would have to go up to like 500 for me to even make like $80. But even that's $80 that I didn't have before.
I feel that you're not answering the question. How much are you up right now with all this invested time?
I'm down 57 cents, but 4 minutes ago I was up $9.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you wanted to use a lot less time and possibly make some, go get a scratchy. With your $100, you could have bought $25 scratchies.
I could have lost $100 in scratchies then.
You just lost $100 in the stock market.
That's it. I can't believe that I'm having this argument with you guys.
Like, you're not even a small fish in a big pond.
Exactly, which is why the fact that I'm in it is so... There's no strings attached. I'm a stringless fish in here. I'm not on the line. I'm good. I'm small potatoes here.
No, but as soon as bait comes around, you're gonna, like a Doge coin on a hook, you're going to go, or a Doge coin or whatever, you're going to go, Doge.
If I see 100 on the line, yeah, I'm running towards that hook.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's what happened to the bass. And now he's in our gut and his carcass is mounted on the wall.
You felt pretty good about catching that bass, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but you're the one that's getting caught. It'll be good. It's cool because it's keeping you busy, but you could be, like, using your brain to make some money elsewhere.
Like, I'm not using, that's the, I guess been, I check on this, but, like,
if you were
much less
shipped,
brain power.
If you were delivering Uber Eats.
There you go, I was going to say
five hours an afternoon.
My brother just did, he made $370 yesterday.
Right.
So, I'm not dumping on him. Yeah, he made $3.70.
Oh, I thought you...
No.
He made $3.70?
Yeah, I guess I did. Yeah, he made two deliveries, and he made $3.70 last night.
So, between yourselves, you made $3 and
50 cents, because I'm down.
14 cents. $3.14 is what you made, give or take.
Yeah.
Now, your brother, you've talked about him openly... A lot of times your tips are, based on how outgoing and cordial you are.
Not with delivery drivers. How outgoing can a delivery driver forward. Do? No, and here, he's no there's no contact, yeah. too. Honestly, you just got to be quick.
Yeah, they're just they're dropping it at your door for most cases right now.
Like, with delivery drivers, I feel like it is such a coin flip for if you're going to get tipped or not, because it doesn't even... You can be on time. You can be as fast as possible. You can get everything there. And if the person just doesn't feel like tipping you, then you're screwed.
You know who I saw raking in a bunch of money? And this just, it irritates the crap out of me.
People on the corner?
It's a step beyond that. The old, you park your wife and baby on the
fire lane?
Yeah, in the parking lot, if insert name of whatever
retail,
whatever it is.
Where I saw them.
God bless. Any help would be appreciated. I have a baby. And
that one floors me too.
And I'm just watching people hand this guy money. And it's not, they do not look destitute. They're all dressed okay. The kid doesn't look like, it's in any kind of danger. And I'm like, this is a scam. They are scamming you. Why? This is like feeding wild animals. They're just going to keep coming back.
Yeah, the 436 in the universe, or 436 in alumni. I've talked about a million times. Those guys are there every day.
That said, gamble.
The amount of time that you spend in the stock market.
Go out there for a few hours. Do you have access to a baby?
Not legally.
You could dirty up my 14-year-old and bring her out there. No. What you need to do is just go to a part of town, because I know he's not going to go do it dead in the center of Winter Park because people know him.
Yeah.
So you go and do it in a different town. But have you seen the old lady yet?
Old lady, no.
Somebody gets their like 80, 85 to 90-year-old mom to sit out.
Oh.
Yeah, over near the Castleberry Walmart. I see that and I'm like, dude, you're putting your mom out there saying she's hot. That's just so wrong. Those guys at 436 in Loma, you've heard me harp about them forever. The guy that even listeners said, oh, yeah, one of them has a little hitch in his step. He's the blonde-haired guy and then the black guy with dreads. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know the black guy with dreads.
But now, they make buku bucks.
When they show up in the parking lots of wherever, whatever store it might – can't those stores throw them out of the parking lot? Or they don't –
They're right in the middle of the highway.
Oh, I'm not talking about the people on the side of the road. I am talking
about
people.
Let's say the Castleberry one, because that's like a big park. I feel like there's a pros cons list that you have to make. Like,
if
in
you're
your
the
head.
Manager of Publix and you've got these three dirt balls in the lot,
they will do it.
But then you have kids lighting off fireworks in aisle 9, so then you have to go deal with that before you can deal with the panhandlers.
That's a very valid point. With the Publix one, I know for a fact because I called in. I said, I know you guys don't really like people out here bumming money. There's a guy going car to car.
And what'd they say?
Saying he's homeless. I said, we're sending somebody out right now.
All right.
So with that, with Walmart, I don't know if they would take the time to send somebody out or not. They're usually on the outskirts like that. If you know where the Castleberry Walmart is, it's right where Calico Jacks used to be. Yeah.
If you're within the first three, like the three parking spots, you got some balls going up to people.
I'm trying to tell you where they are. You know where Calico Jacks used to be and that bridge in between Calico Jacks and the...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The old lady will be plopped down right there.
It's because it's shady there.
Yeah, and because then it's not technically on Walmart property, I don't think. Yeah. But the other guys, sit right at the entrance of Walmart off of right off 436, the entrance to it.
Thing that kills me though is the most aggressive ones who are raking in this money. If you truly were destitute, there are so many churches you could just walk right up to and ask for help.
But they're not going to give you drugs or alcohol.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you were truly destitute and needed help, you could go that route at any number of churches or agencies that offer people in that situation help. So it's like that's why I guess I just get aggravated when I see folks who are clearly just scamming the system, you know, giving them money. I'm like, why are you giving them money?
I never understood it. And I understand some people will say, because, you know, sometimes I do feel bad that they need it. If they need it, like you just said, go to the church and ask.
Right.
And they're gonna help you out. They're going to give you the food you need.
So anyway. What's this? And it was Super Bowl this weekend. You were bitching about the Boomer Esiason. And what is the actress's name who plays Kinsey on NCIS Los Angeles?
Her name is Danny something.
Look it up, Gamble. On your computer there.
Yeah, now you can use the computer. It's the name of the show is, because I wrote it down, Super Bowl Greatest Commercials 2021 with Boomer and Kinsey, who's on NCIS Los Angeles.
Daniela Sophia Corn Ruha.
Yeah. And
that's a lot of names.
And Boomer. Wait, she does have a lot of names for somebody without a wedding ring on last night that I saw.
Portuguese American.
She's hot. We've always said that. Pat and I, 80% of the reason for watching it.
She's got the two different colored eyes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's also married since 2014.
Well, that tags on another name.
Then she's Daniela Sophia Corn Rahul Olson.
That's what I just said, guys. I said she has all those names because she's been married, but she's not anymore because she did not have on a wedding ring last night. She had on all these other rings, but no wedding ring. And I thought, we only watched that show because of her.
I stopped watching that show about 5 years ago.
I did too.
I'm like, this is so stupid.
I stopped before you. Remember? Yeah. I said, I'm done with that one. Just like Deadliest Catch. But anyway, it was cool because I saw this last year and bitched about it. Those two together are the worst hosts. And I guess it's also really hard to host Super Bowl commercials, you know, the best ofs, because they're all so damn funny that you're watching those laughing, and then they come on and you go, well, how about that, Boom? And I'm just like,
also, like,
chalkboard.
They were probably told after filming the actual show one day, hey, remember that thing in your contract? We need you for 3 hours over it, like, sound check. Three, so you can do this stupid Super Bowl commercial. Now they're reading the script for
this. This is a show, dude. It's a complete Super Bowl show.
But that's what I'm saying. Right. Like,
he's just saying they knocked out the spots where they talk before even seeing the commercials or whatever. They just went off some pre-script and you're in, you're out, and then they patch it all together.
I could be, because you know film, you're a film 101 and 102, but they looked pretty live. She was in a stadium and he was sitting in a studio. He said that. But she was in the middle of the stadium.
That could have been
the brand new LA stadium. Yeah.
Okay.
But again, it's just the fact. Of course, it was taped because they're going over it, and they had how poorly they do at this each year. This is like the fifth year I think they've done it as a team.
And you're kind of thinking like, you taped it, you couldn't do a second take.
And they don't get any better.
I'm saying how shitty they are. They would have to pre-tape it because they've probably made 5,000 mistakes. I almost had you, Lynch, Google it during the show just to watch some of their stuff, and you're like, oh my God.
Just really stiff.
I got to the point where I paused the TV, went around and did stuff, fast forwarded through where they went. It was when they talked, I fast forwarded through because it did remind you, my point was, of all the cool ass commercials. And the one that won overall was
Mean Joe Green?
No, that one was brought up.
That one's always brought up.
That's the original.
Yeah.
That is the original Super Bowl commercial that it did well with the Coca-Cola and the little kid. No, the one that won overall, I guess for 2021 or maybe total, was it was a Budweiser, and it was either the Clydesdale that had to do the Rocky training.
Well, there are no Budweiser commercials this year.
Well, this is from 2020.
From last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. So it was showing the one where the little puppy, remember that one last year?
Yeah.
The puppy gets lost. It runs out of the truck and gets lost and comes. Yeah. So that was a really good one. And do you guys remember the flashing goat?
Yeah.
I did not even realize it. Look up on your computer, Pat, flashing goat, or have Gamble do it. The Clydesdales are like playing a game of football or something, and people are announcing it. And all of a sudden, this goat, there's all these sheep, and this one goat with no hair at all, like a naked goat, goes running out, and they're like, oh, here comes a streaker. Here comes a streaker. Exactly. And the way that they position the camera, I never noticed it.
Oh, lamb streaker. Okay, yeah.
I never noticed it. The way they position.
It's from 2009.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is like an overall best of.
They
like,
showed everything. They showed the Budweiser frogs. They showed the What's Up guys.
Does a show about commercials have commercials?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And the streaker, I totally forgot about this because I was so wasted at Super Bowl parties all the time that – when you watch it, not only does the lamb run, and he's specifically blocked like this. He's shaking his dick and balls, but he's blocked by the things.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And then watch. Then it pans over to the guy, one of the cowboys, and you look, and he has on those chaps that all it shows is the blue part of his jeans. Watch. It just shows the blue part of his jeans where the pelvic area or the penis area is. So he's commenting, and it reinforces. See?
Oh, yeah.
It reinforces that hey, what they were showing for the dumb people was the goat's wiener and balls. And I was like, that commercial is so awesome, Mike, because you don't remember that? I go, no. I don't remember any of these. That's why I watched it. They were the same ones last year.
I do notice that that was from 2009, which, if you recall, that's one of the years of agony for us.
Mm-hmm,
that was.
So I may not have really been in the best spirits during that year's Super Bowl.
That's when we were exited from radio.
But even then, there was a golden age for about like 5 to 10 years where the Super Bowl, it was the best commercials. And then I want to say when I became like in 2012, 2013, Super Bowl commercials started kind of declining. Every year it seems like there's less and less funny ones or less memorable ones, and they're just bringing back ones.
Think about this for a second. If you're an advertiser of any product or service or whatever, why not just sink money into a great commercial that you can run in multiple markets during multiple shows at multiple times and have it on for a duration, a time period, you're going to get way more out of that than one 30-second exposure during the Super Bowl and half the audience is effing drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you still won't get the exposure with that first scenario than you would with the 30 seconds on. I mean, what's that one company like? Avocados from Mexico. For the past 3 years, they've had a Super Bowl commercial, and they went from a company that no one knows about to like their. If you buy avocados, they probably come from them. Just be like almost sheerly from having three very funny Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, and I know because the math of more people are watching that than any other thing, but Pat Lynch has a good angle on that. Like, because I used to sell advertising. by
frequency
500 commercials plastered across 6 months compared to one in 30 seconds. You know, when you said creative commercials, Gamble, one of the other ones that I forgot about that was so damn funny was the guy who loved Doritos. Doritos has some really good commercials besides the Post Malone
one. The guy he doesn't
want
people to touch his like bag or...
Well, no, it's the guy sitting there eating it and then the coworkers next to him going, I just really love the thing. And then the guy tilts the bag up to his mouth and is dumping all the crumbs in his mouth. The original guy eating it, and the guy next to him's like, "Oh no, you missed some. Can I get it?" And he goes, "I didn't miss any." And the guy reaches over and sucks his fingers.
Oh God!
You remember that one?
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this though.
Yeah.
Speaking of funny commercials, the kings of funny commercials, it's Geico.
Of course.
Do they have a Super Bowl ad? I don't think they advertise during the Super Bowl. Do they?
They used to do the cavemen during the Super Bowl.
Are you sure of that?
Pretty sure that's where it debuted. I think.
But I'm talking in Geico, I don't know this for a fact, but I think probably if you had to name the top two advertisers, period, that pop up in radio, TV, and online, I would say either Geico or Home Depot at or near the top on a regular basis.
I don't know if I'd put Home Depot in there, but definitely Geico, because there's a buttload of State Farm, and those all jump out at you and you notice them.
Which is what I'm saying. So doesn't that tell you something about what I mean, you repeat the funny commercials and keep feeding funny commercials rather than just put all your eggs in one Super Bowl basket.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
True. There is one coming up this year with Mila Kunis and Ashton where it's a Doritos commercial and they're like trying to hide them from each other that they're eating them. It looks like it could be pretty good because it has Mila in it. But guess who else it has in it?
Who?
Shaggy.
Oh, your buddy Shaggy.
Lova Lova. Mr. Lova Lova. He, Shaggy, the singer, you know, Gamble?
Yeah.
They have him in it because it wasn't me. Because they're saying, we're all the Doritos, and they got Doritos mustaches. It wasn't me. This is all right.
What are you looking up over there?
I'm looking at a list of the 2021 commercials we're going to get. Because it used to be that you'd have to wait till the Super Bowl. Some of them start
dropping. They all come
dropping.
Out early, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a Doritos one with flat Matthew McConaughey.
I thought you were looking up Geico if they've ever had a
They have had it in the past, but they not this year. That's what I was looking up.
Yeah, they have had them. I knew they did.
But I don't know if I remember them recently or not.
No, like 2013 is what I'm reading about.
Okay.
You
so that's
know.
7 years ago. It's 8 years. Yeah.
How good my focus is. While we're sitting here talking, and Mila comes up a commercial about her. I go, wait, let me find some Mila nudes. But look, this one, I'll show you the one that's real. No, that one's real. Is that's from that movie?
That's from
Forgetting Sarah Silverman or
Forgetting
something?
Sarah Marshall.
Sarah Marshall.
But even no, so that's real, but that's not like a real picture. You know, that's like
it's real to me. Don't ruin
you're
it.
Right,
he is.
You're right.
He is.
It's real to me. Don't ruin it.
He is the. If there's clickbait to be had, he finds it every time.
No, I don't do clickbait. I just go straight to the stuff you're not supposed to search at work. But this
yet
is,
you're searching at work.
It's show research.
Yes.
So I just did Mila.
Producer.
Topless. And hit images. And I like the images. Anyway, I went ahead and minimized that, just like you asked of Gamble.
All right. I know we're going to go through this tomorrow on the radio show, but why not right now for those who enjoy the podcast? Super Bowl. Who you got? Close? What's the final score? Who wins?
Well, who's going first?
Who wants to go first?
You know my guess. Chiefs.
Okay.
I have them by 10. Do I have to give the exact score?
Give a guess of a score. Yeah, why not?
I'm going to go, God, there's going to be some serious tough. I mean, Tampa has a good D. I got to remember that because I had them in fantasy football for a while. I'm going to go Kansas City,
24. No, you don't.
I think I want to go 31.
I was going Tampa winning by 4, and I was going to say like it's either going to be like 23-27 or 24-28.
Okay, well, then I'll go with my other one, 24-17. I'm going Kansas 24-17. Let me write these down. Oh, I got to get out all the info. You got to
have the same one with Bianchi.
Also,
when we
do you guys partake in like in Super Bowl gambling? Because I feel like Super Bowl gambling is a lot different because of all the different props.
Yeah, he does.
Oh yeah,
he does the squares. He buys squares.
We the boards at Super Bowl parties. He's talking about the gambling,
like the actual people who start who wins. Who wins the coin toss? Who's going to get Gatorade dumped on them? Who's going to, like, first? Who
you can bet
the
on who
first?
They show, which coach's nostrils they show first this year. It's ridiculous.
So many funny things.
All right. We have Bob down at 24-17 Chiefs, although I'd almost like to go 31 on that.
Me too. On it, like,
it's my homie, man. I'm going to go 24-17, though, just to be fair. Gamble, what do you got? You got Bucks?
28-24, yeah. Bucks win.
28-24, Pat.
I think there's going to be more scoring than that. I think it's I think it's going to be a back and forth. I think the final will be 35-31. Tom Brady wins it at home with his new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I just spelled Bucks with a K. What a moron. God, dog. All right, I got it all down. 35-31 Bucks for Lynch. We got it. And then remind me tomorrow we do it on the air with Mike Bianchi. We'll be doing that right around 6:35.
All right. Thanks for checking out the podcast. We do appreciate that and your support in general. As long as you'll have us, we'll keep doing this.
I'd like to give you a tip. If you at any point today go home and tickle your nipples, use some sort of like maybe chapstick or lotion. And the only reason why, this is guys and women, just because the very cold weather that we've had this morning and yesterday morning, and I believe the previous morning, has made us all a little tender, and I don't like tender nipples. And I don't think you will either. That's it.
You're welcome for that.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing else to add, literally. Goodbye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.